A Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. This journalist who's a hostage of Islamic State. He's been there for a while, Adam.
He has, yes. He's thought to be the last British hostage of Islamic State. A guy called John Cantley, a photojournalist. His work has appeared in all sorts of major newspapers, Sunday Times, Daily Telegraph, etc. 7 years ago, he was kidnapped by Islamic State. He actually escaped, but then was caught again, and it's sort of slightly under 7 years, therefore, since the second kidnapping. It is now thought that he may be alive and somewhere in Syria. This is all according to the UK Security Minister, Ben Wallace. The only thing is, he's hinted, therefore, at fresh information, but hasn't said what. British officials have previously suggested actually John Cantley may be dead. Can you imagine how this is playing out for John Cantley's family back home in Hampshire?
Absolutely.
They haven't got evidence yet, but I mean, 7 years.
Well, hope. Hope springs eternal, doesn't it? Let's
Absolutely.
Hope. Let's hope. Who's the bloke who's been saved in Scotland?
Yeah, a guy in his 70s, name not released, but he'd been living off-grid, as they say, so living off his own water, food, energy, no phone, no neighbours, in a remote part of the Scottish Highlands. And this poor chap hit his head rather badly, and he fell ill because of it. He was able to activate a GPS SOS alert. The signal went out, and it could have been picked up anywhere in the world, I guess, but ultimately was picked up by an emergency centre in Houston in Texas, 5,000 miles away, who then ultimately dispatched a Scottish mountain rescue team and a helicopter to winch the bloke to safety. Now, the elderly man is doing okay. But what a palaver.
Amazing.
What an expense as well.
Yes, what a palaver. I love that word. What a palaver. And what's the story about the actor who's denying he's racist?
Yes, Liam Neeson. Who may be feeling the social media and phone-in heat, talking about the grip of vengeance with his new film coming out. He explained how once upon a time, a friend of his was raped by a black man. And Liam Neeson says, much to his own surprise and shame and regret, that he wanted to goad someone, anyone black, into a fight and kill him. It didn't happen, of course, but 40 years on, there is quite an outrage amongst some, anyway, that this racist intent cannot be excused or forgiven.
Oh, come on, come on.
You can fill hours on this subject.
Oh, though. Hours on it, come on. Come on, it's an instant.
A well-educated bloke who grew up in the Troubles in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
I think he knows what sectarian violence is about.
It's an industry, unfortunately, and it'll be an industry while ever people allow it to continue and go on. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist.